Hello and welcome to this week's episode of ProximoCast Industry News, bringing you the top stories across project and infrastructure finance today. I'm your host, Naomi Wood, and reporting to you from London, and today is the 23rd of April. Before we delve into the biggest headlines over the last week, I wanted to take this opportunity to highlight that our annual Global Project Finance Survey 2024 is open and we want to hear from you. This is your chance to have your voice heard and share your sentiments on the project and infrastructure finance market today. The results will be published in Proximo's industry reports later in the year. Go to our website to participate and stay tuned for our upcoming report. And now for the news. Queensland's representative body for farmers, AgForce, is challenging a Glencore carbon capture proposal in the federal court. AgForce has launched legal action against the federal government's decision that the project was not to be a controlled action under national environmental law, as it is unlikely to result in a significant impact on nationally protected matters. The proposed solution will store carbon dioxide waste in Australia's biggest underground freshwater system, the Great Artesian Basin. Covering more than 1.7 million square kilometres, the basin reaches across a fifth of the continent and is worth around $13 billion to the economy. Glencore's subsidiary, CTSCo, has rejected claims that its plan to inject hundreds of thousands of tonnes of liquefied carbon dioxide into the basin is unsafe for the many farms and communities that rely on it as a water source. Alongside the court case, the state government is set to rule on the project's future in the coming weeks. British International Investment and FMO have made a joint loan commitment of $50 million to BECIS, a Singapore-based energy-as-a-service provider in Southeast Asia. The facility will be used to fuel BECIS's expansion across Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and India. As BECIS brings its portfolio to 346 megawatts by 2025, it aims to avoid 319,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions per year by offering cleaner and lower cost electricity to displace on-grid power. Aqua Power has received an $80 million equity bridge loan from Bank of China to finance its Tashkent 200 megawatt solar PV and 500 megawatt hour BESS project in Uzbekistan. The loan is split between 50% renminbi and 50% US dollars, a first for Aqua. Turnkey data center delivery provider Winthrop Technologies Limited has entered a strategic partnership with funds managed by Blackstone Tactical Opportunities. Blackstone and affiliated funds will require a 50% stake in Winthrop Technologies, with the remainder of the shares held between the existing leadership. Financial terms were not disclosed. The partnership is set to accelerate Winthrop's growth trajectory, allowing it to capitalise on the ongoing demand for data centres. Atlante has been granted funding for the third time for the EU's Alternative Fuels Infrastructure Facility Financing Programme. The latest grant amounts to €17.2 million, following previous awards of €23 million in 2022 and an additional €49.9 million in September 2023. The project, called Atlante HIT, aims to establish more than 700 electrified parking spaces across Italy. These spaces will be distributed among 44 fast charging centres, including 32 for passenger cars and vans and 12 for heavy duty vehicles. Each charging centre, strategically located across the Trans-European Transport Network, will feature 12 or 24 charging points for light vehicles and 8 points for heavy vehicles. All the charging centres will operate on 100% renewable energy, adopting a modular design for flexibility and scalability. Each station will have on-site battery storage or will be adaptable for it, enabling efficient management during peak charging periods. The stations will maximise the use of on-site or off-site solar energy production. Once fully developed, all charging points will be integrated with national grids, forming one of the largest virtual power plants globally. The grant from the European Union aligns with Atlante's financing plan to implement 22,000 charging points by 2030. The company aims to fund 30% of the annual capex through public grants and financing programmes. National Infrastructure Agency ANI and IFC are cooperating on PPP projects in Colombia. This agreement aims to support the strengthening of the regulatory framework and governance of PPP projects currently being promoted by the government. Several projects have already been identified, including the wastewater treatment plant in Kolkata, which is currently in the feasibility stage. IFC will provide support in the structuring of the new Simon Bolivar Hospital in Bogota, and discussions are underway for a maternal and child hospital in an intermediate city, which is a priority for the Ministry of Health. Furthermore, the MOU between ANI and IFC opens the door for evaluating support for the feasibility stage of the Bogota Central Railway Corridor. Apricus Generation has been launched to build a national distributed solar and battery development platform and independent power producer. The company has closed an initial $28 million Series A funding round, within a total offering of $100 million in process to close over the next few months. Participants in this initial closing are long-term committed investors with experience investing in the founder's prior successful ventures. Arcadia has raised $50 million to support the continued growth of its community solar program, as well as its global energy data platform for businesses. The fundraise includes a fund managed by Macquarie Asset Management as a new equity investor, alongside existing investors Energy Impact Partners, JP Morgan Asset Management, Box Group, G2 Venture Partners, Camber Creek, Triangle Peak Partners, and Broadscale Group. Concurrent with the close of the growth round, Arcadia closed a new $30 million credit facility with JP Morgan. The facility, alongside an amendment to its existing facility with Triple Point Capital, provides incremental financing flexibility at a lower cost of capital. Arovon Energy has signed a long-term tolling agreement with electricity provider MCE for 188 megawatts of the Cormorant Energy Storage Project. The project is a 250 megawatt or 1,000 megawatt hour standalone battery energy storage system, which will be constructed in two phases in Daly City, California. The first 188 megawatt phase is scheduled to begin construction in Q1 of 2025 and become operational by Q2 of 2026. And finally, the Atlanta mayor has issued an administrative order identifying the four locations for infill MARTA station investments, as well as other transport-related directives. The new stations will be built between existing stations and are proposed for Croc Street / Halsey Yard, Joseph E. Boone, Murphy Crossing and Army Yards. The order also includes plans for a bus rapid transit corridor to connect the redeveloped Bowen Homes community with Ponce City Market. The mayor has directed the city, Atlanta Beltline Inc. and MARTA to work together to develop a plan for mobility and transit options on the entirety of the Beltline. The city and Atlanta Beltline are also to collaborate with MARTA to develop the design and financing plan for the new stations and bus rapid transit corridor. This includes finding funding sources such as local, state and private revenue to support the planning process and to identify potential public-private partnership opportunities for any and all MARTA stations. That's it for Proximo's top stories this week. Don't forget to take part in our annual market survey and head over to our website for all your project and infrastructure finance news, data, analysis, and events. Bye for now.